In 1947, the first National FFA band made its first appearance at the 20th National FFA Convention in Kansas City, Missouri. 70 years later, Joe LaJoy is the National FFA band director. He joined the band in 1992 as assistant director. Joe, tell us a little bit about your time as band director.
As you mentioned, back in 1992, I was the assistant at that time when the director was Gene Englerth from Michigan. And I became involved because we were colleagues back in Michigan and Gene requested that I come and assist him at the time. Soon after we moved to Louisville from Kansas City, I became the director.
How has the band changed since you joined 25 years ago?
Well, the band has continued to evolve, but I think the biggest thing we worked really hard at doing, and it started way back in Kansas City with Gene Englerth and myself, was to try to put the focus more on the students. An example was, before that time, the directors would get up and announce the pieces that were to be played, but we decided we were going to have the students announce the selections. And then that evolved also into having students try out for solo opportunities up on stage. So it's become maybe a little bit more of a symphonic show band than just a serious concert band.
Obviously, music is not an unfamiliar sight in your family, as your wife Patty is the chorus director.
Patty and I are both retired music teachers from back in Hastings, Michigan. We were the department at a school. The high school is about 1,000 students, and I was the band director and she was the choir director. So, and we're both very, very proud of our chapter back at home, so there's a connection all year long, of course. But that kind of evolved. When we went to Louisville, Patty became the choir director at Louisville because at that time Roger Kelly, who was conducting the choir, decided to not continue, so Patty was selected as the choir director. So it's been kind of a family affair for lots of years.
With your retirement after this year's 2017 convention, what does the future look like for the National FFA Band?
The future is very bright. We have a very, very talented young director who is also from Hastings, Michigan. When I was anticipating this being the end coming for us, I talked to our boss, Emily Johnson at FFA, and I suggested we bring Spencer White from Hastings because I have very high regard for him. And she said that would be a good idea. It wasn't decided at the time that he would be the new director, but he's been with us now for the third year, and FFA said, yeah, he's the man. So Spencer will take over starting for the 2018 convention, and he's going to do just a bang-up job.
Once again, that was Joe LaJoy, the National FFA band director. For National FFA, I'm Thomas Scholl.